Welcome, welcome. You're listening to our podcast, Two Massage Therapists and a Microphone. My name is Mark. I'm registered massage therapist, registered kinesiologist here in Toronto. I'm not in Toronto.
We're not in Toronto.
I'm in Burlington, Ontario. I'm sitting on the trade show floor at the Canadian Massage Conference. And we got two real cool people sitting, I guess, to my left in front of you.
Yeah.
Not on our couch, but on two chairs. And we're going to make a good time of this.
Yeah. Hey, everyone. It's Amanda. And we are at the Canadian Massage Conference, produced by Massage Therapy Media, sitting right in front of our big Massage Therapy Media banner. And I'm surrounded by these amazing vendors that have been super generous. By the way, I'm still trying to figure out how to give away all these prizes that these guys have donated.
Just be like Oprah.
It's insane. We're sitting right
car
in front
for
of,
everyone.
We're sitting right in front of Eastern Currents. There's Physio Supplies Canada, Massage Addict, Cryoderms here, Vitality Depot, Cardin Rehab.
Oh,
who's behind
stuff.
Me?
There's a lot.
Hand in Stone, Niagara Clinic Supply. But the guests of the hour, what words am I looking for?
I have no idea.
The guests of honor, I
sure,
guess.
Let's do that.
The ones on the chairs here. We've got the Super Patch Company. So I'm sitting with a repeat guest.
Before we get into that, I've never been involved in anything else but massage and fitness. In every conference or convention I go to, fitness, there's always people doing fitness crap.
Yep.
Here, there's always massage people doing massage crap.
Yep.
I shouldn't say it like that, but you know what I mean.
I get you.
Any other industries that you were in before doing what you're doing now and it wasn't like this? For example, I imagine if I was in the automotive industry, I'm not sitting down with another engineer from Toyota going over cars. Do you know what I mean? It's a little much for me. I'm not going to lie.
I feel like healthcare people, wellness people, a lot of us really do live and breathe everything we do.
Sometimes it's too much for me. I don't want to live and breathe.
It's a little much, maybe.
Right?
But I mean, we say that as we're podcasting about massage therapy.
All right, so let's get into it properly.
Let's get into it.
Ignore everything I said.
No, it's good conversation. We're sitting here with a repeat guest, Elsa, who was on, I can't remember how many months ago, but she's a holistic therapist and does a whole bunch of things. Not a registered massage therapist, but her and Mark started having conversations. We learned last night about 6 years ago. She's very into this.
It's been that long, 6 years.
Wow.
We've been Facebook friends that long.
6 years.
That's special.
Yeah.
And finally,
longer than my brother.
She's here. That's not nice. She's here as one of the vendors at the CMC, and she's here with the Super Patch Company. And she told me last night, you've got to meet Kevin. So that is our other guest sitting on the chairs. Kevin was an athletic therapist. Is that correct?
Yes.
And he gave me his title right before we started, and it has already left my brain. So I'm going to let Kevin tell you that.
Where'd you do athletic therapy?
Okay, here we go. Story time.
I love story time.
40 years in this gig. Started way back in Montreal in John Abbott College, and then I went to Sheridan College.
Nice.
Where it really took off.
There's one of the few places that had athletic therapy.
Exactly.
Sheridan, and I think somewhere in Alberta, maybe.
That's right. Yeah. Mount Royal College in Alberta.
Yeah.
And this was back way in the 80s when we had a phone on a cord. How about that? So when I came out, I had the privilege of starting with the Toronto Argonauts as an assistant. Then I went into the American Hockey League, NHL with Edmonton Oilers. National soccer program, back to the Argonauts for 5 years, got a championship through them, University of Toronto for 7, junior A hockey, clinical, personal training, now I'm back in clinical and in functional energy medicine in Burlington, and I've been with Super Patch now for 9 years is when I first came into this tech. So
like he's got like a little bit of
experience. I got a long story. It's a long arm.
He's got a little bit of experience, right? Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. It's a gimme.
Yeah.
It's a gimme.
I'd hire you.
That's a resume, Kevin.
Thank you.
I'm
very fortunate. Met some great people.
Elsa, when you were on the last time, we were talking about something different.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you might, I can't remember, I have to go back and listen to the episode, but you might have brought up the patches in that episode or maybe afterwards. Anyway, I want to hear from both of you how you guys got involved with this company. Specifically, Kevin, being that you've worked with like high level athletes. So, I mean, I am also a sucker for marketing, by the way.
Okay.
I'm the person that goes on social media and I believe the influencers and I buy the stuff.
We own a slap chop, let's say it like that.
We don't actually own a slap chop, but I would buy that. So, when I hear this resume you've just given me, my instinct to say is, well, if Kevin thinks the tech works,
yes,
I might be sold already. But I need to know, like, what even got you interested in this kind of company? Both of you, I want to hear
this.
Okay,
so my manners tell me ladies first.
Oh, that's nice.
Aw.
You are old school. phone on a cord. Yeah. Phone on a cord here. Yeah. Chivalry's not
chivalry.
Dead.
With me, it was basically doing my home base spa and giving myself severe plantar fasciitis. I mean, I was completely hobbled. And of course, as a woman, our pain tolerance is way too high. So,
too high.
Yeah. So I didn't even catch that it was happening until I got out of bed. And long story short, I ran into a woman that said, oh, this product will help with your plantar fasciitis. And I'm like, all right, sure.
You were initially skeptical. Why were you so skeptical?
Just, you know, I've been, when you do a home-based business, you get approached with everything under the sun.
Okay.
You should have this and you should have that. And it's just one more sales pitch.
Right.
And it's like, oh, for God's sake.
It's like living on LinkedIn.
Yeah. You see how everybody else is laughing, but I mean, Elsa knows I don't really do much social media. I'm not on LinkedIn. I don't know why that's funny.
It's daily in the LinkedIn inbox.
All right. Yeah. All the sales pitches. So you were skeptical.
Very skeptical.
But
when you're in so much pain and you've Googled, Dr. Google, yeah, and you've done the stretches and the icing and da-da-da-da-da, and it's so bad. Like you just... It just consumes your life. The pain is so much. And I was like, okay, I'm going to try. And within 3 days, the pain was subsided. And I thought, oh, it's something I'm doing different that's making the pain subside. I don't know what I'm doing different, but I didn't trust what I was using that was the key.
That's a normal reaction, though, because there are so many factors, right? You can't just decide, well, I did this and that caused that, because what did you do in those 3 days? Maybe you were eating differently. Maybe you were sleeping
resting,
better. Maybe your stress levels had got, like, there's just too many factors.
So I take the technology off, and within 10 minutes, the pain just came back full force.
10 minutes.
10 minutes. And I'm just like, oh my God, oh my God. So I go get the tech again, put it on, start settling down. It didn't take it away, but my God, the pain was so tolerable. Right. And it was just like, I don't know what the hell this is, but whatever it is, I'm keeping it on because I need to still function. I need to do my clients. I can't, you know, can't call in sick when you work for yourself.
You're already home.
Yeah. And you're booked ahead. You're booked in advance, right? So that's how I was introduced. And I didn't join the company either. She didn't even have that discussion with me at all. Like I just bought the product from her and I was happy with just having that product. And I think it was within 3 weeks of having that product on my body, I had a spa client come in and they had the product on. And I'm like, oh, you have that on your body. Like, oh, what do you like about it? Why are you using it? And I was very curious. Through conversations, everybody was like drywalling, had a bad back. They were wearing the tech. I had plantar fasciitis. Somebody had neuropathy. Like it was this list of issues and this one product was creating all these results. And then my one spa client came in and said, so I want to share something with you. And I said, what? And he says, I have this product. And I said, oh, I already have it. And he goes, what do you mean you already have it? I said, I'm using it. And he goes, did you join the company? And I said, no. Why? And he goes, because I'm here to sign you up. And I went, good luck. I said, I'm not.
Yeah. See, as gullible as I am, that would have been my immediate answer. The one thing is, as soon as somebody approaches me with like an MLM,
yes.
Yep.
My sirens go off. Like it's sales pitch, and I'm out. I shut off. I'm not listening anymore.
Yep. And so literally he had to sit with me for an hour, and he's a slash client friend. And I just thought, oh my God, I just want you to go away. So fine, I will sign up, but I'm not doing anything. I'm not building a business. I'm just going to be a glorified customer and enjoy the discount. That's
right,
it.
Right.
Like that was my whole attitude.
How's your foot tasting? No, I'm kidding. Yeah.
I'm and dying.
So he was totally thrilled to have me on board. And I said, well, I'm glad you're happy, but it's not going to benefit you in any way, shape, or I'm not doing any, I'm focused on my spa business. And he said, well, if it's working for you, why can't you suggest this to your spa clients? And I said, yeah, maybe. Like I was very flippant. I was right. Like, whatever. But then my spa clients are coming and they're having this and they're having, and I've seen other people have results with their issues, not just right. plantar fasciitis. And I'm like, okay, so I have this thing that you might want to try. And they were like, okay. And they trust us. We've been taking care of them for quite some time. And so I help them. And then they're like, oh my God, I need to tell my uncle. I need to tell my brother. I need to da, da, da. So it just went natural. It was natural progression. And I didn't, and still the company was so new that there wasn't videos to watch to learn. It was literally, if you signed up to do the business side, and I literally did it just for the discount.
Right.
That was it.
That's fair.
And because I was using the products, I mean, why wouldn't I want to save some money? And so it's just reading the literature. But being a reflexologist background, I understood the nervous system better and how that works with the feet and the connection and the brain and the body. And I'm like, okay, I don't know exactly how this works, but I know it's working through the nervous system and I'm good with that. That's all I need to know. And it was a year later that I actually had a phone call, and it's Jen out there, and I didn't know her at all. And she calls. She had been emailing me a few times, and I kept ignoring because I didn't know who she was, what do you want?
Who is this crazy lady?
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, whatever. And then finally
wait a minute. Didn't you do that to Mark?
Yeah.
And then she learned from the best.
Who is this crazy lady?
And now look at us.
I know. Forever friends. No, new best friend. So Jen called me, and I finally, like, who are you? And she goes, well, listen, aren't you a reflexologist? And I said, how do you know that? And she goes, what do you mean, how do I know that? And she goes, you're with the company. And I said, yeah. And she goes, well, so you own a home-based spa? And I said, yeah. And she's like,
I wish everybody listening could actually see Elsa's face. Like, get to the point, lady. Why are you talking to me?
I know. She's like very, you know, cryptic. And she finally says, well, we have a practitioner program, and I'm wondering why you're not part of it. And I said, what do you mean you have a practitioner program? What the hell is that all about? And she goes, well, why aren't you part of it? And I said, I didn't know about it. Like, you know, and she goes, well, listen, reflexology is on the list and you need to sign up and be a practitioner because you're going to have 50% off then. And I went, whoa,
ooh,
what?
That's a nice discount.
So from 25 to 50.
Worth it.
Because I'm on this
sign
list.
Yep. Sign me up.
Yes. Sign me up. And that's how that started. And then Mr. Kevin Duguay is somebody that I met because I started to go to some events. And that's what happens when you do events.
My story is very different.
So Elsa brought you in? Or
no,
you
guys, no, gosh, no. No.
Okay, I didn't know him.
I'm old.
I need to hear Kevin.
I'm old.
Yeah.
I'm the, so they say, the first associate.
The first.
So what happened
the,
for me.
The first associate
first
of the company.
Associate.
Yes.
So ooh. 9 years ago, I get a phone call from a hockey friend. So I'm in junior A hockey at the time.
Okay.
And my friend had heard about this technology, about balance and stability. So if for any of you listening on this podcast, and if you're an athlete, if you're in front of me right now, I have a very simple question for you. I would ask them, how important is balance, power, and stability to you as an athlete? What's the answer going to be?
Everything.
Everything. And they go, so my next question would be, if I could show you how I could instantly improve your balance, power, stability, stamina, speed, endurance, posture, recovery, pain management, would you like to see it? If not, no big deal. What's your answer going to be?
Absolutely.
I assume with athletes, the answer is always yes, because they don't care what the
show
technology is.
So when my friend reaches out to me, I'm thinking, this is going to be great. I'm going to be able to go help this guy, Jay, the inventor of the tech, share this with athletes. So I'm thinking, I'm going to probably ace this test because I've been teaching balance and stability for like 30 years.
Yeah.
You know, so I go there and he's talking about this neurology and this neuroscience and what he's, and I said, I never got that class at Sheridan College. I don't know where, I must have fallen asleep or something here, man. Like, this is all new to me.
I'll tape an ankle really good.
That's right. And I'm going, but really? I still think I'm going to ace this test.
Yeah.
So he said, let me show you what I do, like the experience, right? So he educates. I'm listening to all these big words, and I'm there with another doctor, right? So we're looking at each other going, I never heard this before, but it sounds really good. And so let's test it. Let's test the recipe, as they say, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And that was my world with athletes, which I'll get there in a second on my second story. So here I am standing on custom-made orthotics, because I was told if you stand on custom-made orthotics and you line up the arches and you line up your body, you're going to have great balance and stability. So I get ready to get my balance test. I'm going to get an A+, and I get smoked. And I go, hang on a second here. This is not what I was taught. So I said, hang on, let me get ready again. I said, get ready to fall again. Like, so let me try it again. So I get ready again, and I get dusted again on the demo. And I'm upset because 30 years of schooling is like gone. And he goes, now watch this. So I stood on the technology that we had at the time.
Right.
And he does a demo. And I'm planted in cement. Mm. I don't flipping move. And I went, no flipping way.
What does a balance test look like? Describe it.
For those of you, so close your eyes. I want you, you're standing tall like a tree. You got your feet together, and you got your fist over fist right against your chest if they're doing CPR. And I have my hands on top of your hands or your fist. I'm going to pull straight down to the floor.
Gotcha.
So you got to stay tall like a tree. So I get ready for this, and what happens on everybody in 9 years, just so you guys on the call, 9 years I've been doing this with NBA, NFL, CFL, NHL, MLL. You pick an L, they all lost. L means you lost. Not a league means you lost. And so they look at their bodies and they're going, what my the body's chiseled out of granite, Kev.
Yeah.
I'm in the NBA. Yeah, but you're neurologically on the 401 at 5 o'clock on a Friday.
Mm.
Oh.
Let me show you what it feels like to be neurologically on the 401 at 5 o'clock. Like, physiologically, you look great.
Yeah.
And that looks great, but neurologically, it's like your sound system runs the body. So I go through the demo with Jay, and there's a lateral one we do side to side. And I go back on the old tech. I go back on your orthotics. I get dusted again.
Yeah.
I go back on the tech, planted in cement. And I sat there with that doc for another hour and a half, and I just listened. And I got home that night, and I told my wife, this is going to change the world. She goes, what? You're not going to believe what I experienced. Here I am, 30 years of sports medicine knowledge, got wiped out in 7 seconds.
Wait, do you and the doctor just kind of look at each other? And
yeah, like, we're like deer in the headlights. We're like stunned.
You're like, what the fuck just happened here?
What WTF, OMG, throw every letter word you want in there.
Fuck's my favorite.
Listen, I got to tell you a story about this. I did this demo at a seniors event. When you get a senior that swears on the demo.
That is Mark's favorite, by the way. When a little old lady says fuck, it's like Christmas to
him. This guy, yeah. I was in northern Saskatchewan, some rural community. You know, I went the Western road trip. And this guy, his name was Alfred, never forgot. In the middle, after I did the demo, he goes, JC, as loud as you can say it in the audience, and it went dead quiet, and everybody started laughing. I said, I call it shock and awe, yeah. You know, type of deal. And so my second meeting in this journey, way back when I started, was with a professional basketball team in Toronto. Mm. And when you take a 6'9" power forward who thinks that they're going to ace an exam.
Yep.
And they get crushed by some 55-year-old guy. It's not a good day at the office. They're dropping the F-bombs and everything else. I'm going, hang on a second, and do it again, whatever, do it again. And then they experience the tech. And then it's like, I need those blankety-blank shoes. And, you know, you start on a journey sometimes where you go with your gut, you know your body, you experience something that doesn't make sense, but it does, and then you experience it yourself, and you're going, I know my body, just like Elsa with her foot pain.
Right.
And the people that we meet who I call, like for you guys on the call, guys, girls on the call, these people we meet who are neurologically inconvenienced. Mm. They have some challenge. Like, hey, I can't get the sound to go on the soundboard when I worked on that movie we talked about with Chicago, going, that's not a good day in the movie industry when you can't get the sound right. Yep. It's like, you know, the board is like massive, and I learned about things working properly. And then as we educate it, so we talk about the salesy stuff. Yeah. I says, I don't sell. I teach, I educate, I demonstrate, and I have you experience this. You go test this tech in your own laboratory. So my people in the music industry, go sing.
Yep.
Go play your instrument.
Yep.
Go play basketball. Go be a massage reflexologist. Go do your own test. And they come back on, Kev, you're not going to fucking believe it. What happened? Let me tell you. So I get into this. I'm in the story. If you haven't already known, I'm in the storytelling business.
You're making our job very easy,
I listen, man. I listened to, when you guys recorded Elsa, and I listened to
I sent it to him.
I listen to the chemistry as it flows, you know, and I look at teamwork as a, you know, as a, like Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon and all this analogy, but chemistry is a big deal, right? So you work together and you hear in rationale and persona.
You ate yourself with the phone though, so don't worry about it.
I know, it's all right. It's black and white television. Really? Oh yeah, 8-track, man. Holy jump.
Listen, man, you know what? When you think about actually how, I know we're talking about this technology, but how far technology has come, because you talked about the cord, the phone with the cord. Just for perspective, I was born in the 80s and we had a phone with a cord. Like, it really wasn't that long ago that these things existed.
You guys can appreciate when I walk into this athletics world or a seniors world or a massage therapy with a tech.
Yep.
I call it, it's like Star Trek.
Yeah.
And people go, here, let me experience being beamed up by Scotty on Star Trek.
I never thought when we did our bit, I didn't even occur to me, older population, this is fabulous. I didn't even think of that.
But that was the video I saw. Did you send this to me or did I look this up on my own? When we did our podcast, I've seen a video of somebody doing like what you're talking about, this balance test with a senior. Mm-hmm. And that was where I was like, holy shit, that was cool.
Mm-hmm. They swear and they cry. Because they know, like, that same question, they go to when I'm in a senior's home, I say, can I ask you a question? They go, sure. How important is balance, power? Kev, it's everything.
Everything.
I don't want to break my hip.
That's right. I said, so if I could show you how I can improve, they're not going to say, no, it's okay, Kev, I like falling. Falling's really good for me, you know, it's a really good experience going, no, I don't want to fall, Kev.
Yep, yep.
In fact, I have fallen. It's changed how I function.
Yep.
And it's affecting my quality of life.
Mm-hmm. So we are at a massage conference, and there was a therapist walking behind me today as I was escorting her to her classroom. And she said, she's met me before, and she said, you know, I just noticed that your muscle imbalance right now. And I said, well, what are you talking about? And so she was telling me what she was observing with my gait as I walked. Mm. And I said, yeah, and actually, I have terrible balance. Terrible. I've been doing yoga since I was 21, 22, and still, when I have to do standing postures where I'm, you know, weight bearing one leg, I need to be close to a wall because I'm going to fall over. Terrible balance. And yeah, the therapists here are like, yeah, you're all off balance. So, I mean, maybe I need to come be a customer for you guys.
I've only been trying for 5 years.
There's hope.
you were talking to the wrong one.
But you see, the fun thing of what you just mentioned, like when you go back to the senior thing, I said, can you do me a favor? I said, can you show me how you get out of your chair?
Mm.
See, you and I, so the viewing audience, I'm so old that I had a chair with no sides in school.
Mm.
We could just stand right up.
Yeah.
I said, that's what you're supposed to be able to do.
Yep.
I said, can you show me how you stand up? And that's not the picture that we see.
Right.
I said, how's that? Kev, this is like, this is tough. Okay. Can I help you with that? Really? I was told, I know what you were told. I was told too something 9 years ago. Can I share something with you? Can you tell a story? Can I, want to experience? I'll try the lollipop. I'll try the ice cream.
And then
they stand up differently. That's powerful.
100%.
That's powerful. And then you got all the other seniors in the event going, can I get one of those patches? Can I get one of those stickers now? Because they're all chicken to do it. But that's the moment, that raw emotion.
Is this an easy sell to the older population?
We don't sell.
I know what you mean.
I said it is because what happens is when they experience this,
right.
It's like stereo versus AM, FM versus AM.
Right.
Yeah. People go, FM is way better. Yeah, it's a different frequency band and how it works and signal's stronger and it's more consistent going, yeah, tell me about AM going. So once you experience going, I'm an FM guy
or whatever.
So I said, when they experience it, then they go, can you talk to me about this stuff now? Like, what have you, because I'm seeing how this can help me.
Is there much of an interest after the experience of like, I want to know what this does? Because for me, for example, I don't care how things work, right? If I had something and it worked for me, like I don't need the explanation or anything else. I'm sold. Like, you know, I'm good for it. Is there a lot of that the explanation that comes along with someone that's already embraced the product? Is that a necessity, or is it just such a life-changing thing for them?
The experience,
like,
the experience, number one,
right.
the showing them their balance stability, that lateral dynamic right out there is like, oh my God.
Right.
Because when you feel it, you can't unfeel it. And yeah, there's people that say, oh, you weren't pushing as hard. Fine. Let's take the tech off. I just take it off. Right. I repeat what I just did, put it back on, and boom, it's the same result. And they're just like, oh my God, like, this is crazy. Like, it's so powerful. And, you know, my grandson, because of COVID, anxiety, depression, panic attacks, he's turning 19 in October. He sometimes wants to go out and take the bus to see a friend. And he's like, the tight chest, he's hyperventilating. He's like, Oma, can you just drive me? And I'm like, Lennox, I have clients, I can't. And he goes, I don't know if I can do this. And I'm like, do you want that patch? And he goes, yes. And then I just throw the peace patch on him, and he calms down, relaxes, and he goes out the door. Hmm. And it's not a pill.
That's the cool thing with kids, is when you share this with children,
they don't question it.
I tell you, when my dog said, listen, I have yet to meet a child that asked for a white paper.
Yeah.
They don't ask for any research. They go, they know their body.
Yep.
They know the challenge that they're in.
Yep.
And you come in with, we call it a heart-centered mission, where I see you have a problem.
Yeah.
Can I show you something? And they go, yeah, what do you got? So I explain to you what we do. And they go, and when you see the look in the kid's eyes, and then you see what happens to the parents, because you just solve a problem. Mm-hmm. That they have been looking for a long time, because they keep hitting dead ends. And I'm going, it's a tool. Why? Because when you talk to them, I said, listen, can I ask you a question? For all of you on, all of you listening on this call, I said, here's a very simple question for all of you. What's the most important system in the body? Some people say the heart and the lungs. I said, no, it's not. It's the nervous. I said, go ask Siri. Siri will tell you.
Don't say that too loud. My phone's right here. Okay. might start talking to us.
She better say nervous system or this podcast is over. And she goes, I got the wrong search engine. And Siri goes, it's the nervous system. So then I asked the kids. I said, the nervous system is the first system when you were formed in your mom's tummy. It must be the most
important.
That's what the kids always get the right answer.
If I didn't get the right answer, it'd be pretty shameful.
That's right. That's right.
Because my kids would.
Yeah.
And I said, now it's like, oh yeah, it's really important. Why? Because it's running the house.
What's your reaction to someone that sees the product, sees what the product is about, what it's supposed to do, without looking into it at all, without speaking to anybody, and says, that's just bullshit?
Okay, love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
I was waiting for that question.
Okay, mm-hmm. So I said, when they see what happens, and they, even when I do the demo, I say, and for some of you on the call, it's going to hit a hard spot. I go, something's happened to you, hasn't it? And they go, what do you mean? I says, you're skeptical. You can't even believe your own body. Something happened to you, didn't it? And you go, why do you say that? Because what I've learned in this, being in medicine for 40 years, when I share this with kids and seniors, they welcome us with open arms.
Right.
Can I add something in there where you said you're skeptical what happened? I think this is a level beyond skepticism.
Yes.
I would consider myself to be skeptical, but not skeptical in a way that I don't think it's going to work. It's more like, okay, this is interesting.
I need to learn more.
I think that's exactly what I said to Elsa when we met. I need to understand. I want to see the white paper. I'm not a child. I'm not a senior. I want to see the white paper. However,
I'm a child.
If even without seeing the white paper, if I participated in the demo, there are two different groups of people. There's a group of people that say, I felt it for myself and that's all I needed. And then there's the other group that is like, what changed? What kind of placebo is happening here?
Right.
Why did this happen? Because it obviously can't be this natural product. No, none of this makes any sense, right? And so that's beyond skeptical. Those are the people that I agree with you. Why do you have to look for a reason that this isn't just actually a great product? Why are we searching for the whatever the word is?
I know a couple dudes that are like that.
Yeah. I do. I know those people. And actually, when you just said that, what happened to you? It was like a light bulb went off for me. I'm like, seriously, what happened to you?
See, it's in us. it's in us to trust. But when trust has been violated, a wall goes up. And I've met, but see, it's funny when I shared this with a guy in the NBA, there was no hesitation. There was like...
We've talked about this multiple times, Mark and I, with different people, athletic therapists, kinesiologists, massage therapists have been on the podcast. Athletes are just a different breed.
Yep. They're right.
Athletes, their main focus, they will listen to their body because their main focus is keep this body doing what it's got to do, right? Yep. So that's it. So if you are telling them, especially you, a trusted practitioner, they know Kevin, and Kevin says, this will help you, that's all they need. Mm-hmm. They don't care about the technology. They don't care about the science. It's just, this will help me? Cool. Mm-hmm.
Is there ever the need to convince? I know you're going to tell me no. I know that. But
assume. I learned that 35 years of marriage. Don't assume.
Do you ever feel that need to like, I need to.
My husband's a perfect example. Okay. Right. He's a bean counter. Well, no, he's a CMA. So everything in his world is black and white. There's no shades of gray. But he's an avid biker. Okay. So Scott likes to bike 40, 50 clicks at a time.
Nice.
Way to go, Scott.
Yeah. He's 8 years younger.
Oh. Well, look at you. Rob the cradle, Elsa.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I tell him he's my boy toy.
We were meant to be friends.
And he's my retirement plan. You know, you just keep working.
So. Keep cycling. I like the buns the way they are. Keep them tight. Keep them tight. Hit the bike.
Yeah, yeah. You're looking good. So he... Obviously, black and white. Bike, 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 bike.
Yeah.
Oh, and exhausted. And, it was too windy out, and I couldn't bike as fast. Da, 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 da. I have this technology that's going to help you bike harder, longer, faster. And when you get home, the recovery's going to be better. Yeah. I don't know, Elsa. I go, okay. You've seen me. I'm 66 now. I don't feel 66. I hope I don't look 66.
She definitely doesn't act 66. This and woman I don't has more energy than I do.
I would never act my age ever. I've always been that rebel. But he said, "Okay, the next time I go out, I'll wear it." So the next time he puts it on, comes back, and I go, "How was it?" And he goes, "Not bad. I don't know. I think, you know, maybe it was just, you know, not as windy. And so that's why I had, you know, had a better run. Da da la la la. And it wasn't as hot out. So, you know, the exertion wasn't there." Right. I'm like, oh, for God's sakes. He had to go out 4 times with the tech. And then he finally came home and he went, "Listen, something's happening." And I went, "Hold that thought. I go get my phone." I said, "We're recording this." Because
Judge Judy.
That, by the way, is the result of being married and knowing from experience. We need proof.
Is he the type of guy that's like, "Fuck, she was right"? I don't even want it.
We usually write that down on the calendar so we can keep track. Elsa was right. Elsa was right. How many times was I right?
He was dreading coming back in from the ride.
Oh, wait, I bet he was.
Jesus, it was so much better.
Yeah.
Now I've got
it. So I recorded it and I have it. And he's saying, "Oh my God, yes." And I wore the tech.
So for all the skeptics, you could just show them the recording.
Oh, I do.
Look what he said.
Yes. And people that know in our circle, Scott, they're like, "Wow, he's really like into this now, eh?"
Kevin, do you know Scott?
Yes, I have met him.
He has met him.
So let me ask you guys. I mean, Mark, you like to guess things. And so maybe you can answer too.
Depends what's happening.
What do we think the hesitation is? Why do we think Scott didn't want to just accept what had happened? Why did he have to over and over and over again try this? Like, because one, I noticed from your sign in your booth that it says all natural, and like, it doesn't seem to be, to me it seems a no-brainer, like this isn't going to harm you, like there's no harm in using it. So why do you think he was like, "Yeah, I don't know"?
Well, I think ego, a bit of ego.
And sometimes also when something is, you know, new, our first reaction is like a reflex. No.
Because you have that natural thing that happens. You have the early adopters, you have the early majority, then you have the late majority, and then you have everybody else that still has the rotary phone. Right? Mm-hmm. So there's a very small population of people those are the people that line up for the new phone the night before. Do you know what I mean?
Like, and my husband is not entrepreneurial.
Right. He needs to see it happen and see that other people have used it or other people have got and see that experience to say, and that even happens before he says, I'll try it.
He reads the data on everything and all the details on everything before he makes a purchase.
That's responsible.
All his friends, all his buddies will call him up before they make a purchase because they know that Scott's done his due diligence about everything.
Has he ever made a purchase that he was not happy with then? Because that would really suck.
Well, he buys from Costco, and their return policy is amazing.
Okay. That's true. There's no risk there.
That's right.
You can bring it back after 6 years used.
Yep. You know, they go, well, Scott, you buy so much from us, you know, we're not even going to question that it's 10 years old.
So Scott the skeptic was into it.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you guys know that you were in the presence of another skeptic.
Oh, yeah, I do.
You know what? I love when we have a skeptic and they do their own experiment.
We need to demo him on podcast.
This is no offense to anybody. I just don't care about a lot of things. It's not even that I'm skeptical, to be honest with you. It's just like...
It's not always skepticism.
I'm indifferent to way too many fucking things. I just don't care.
He's not the guy that hears of something and is like, that's cool. Let me try it. You're very much a creature of habit.
Yes.
Like, very much a creature of habit. The way things...
And to have something new get into the play, it takes a bit.
And you bring up a really good point, because we bring things into our lives if we feel it's what? A value.
Yeah.
And it's going to make my life better, or it's going to solve some problem. Right. Just like the sound system, we talk, you're going, well, this is a really good mic, it's a really good set of headphones, sound quality is really good, versus... Go try that other system. No, I figured out how to do a podcast.
I like what's
not,
going on
here. If it's not
it
broke,
meets my
don't
needs.
Fix it.
That's exactly it. And I said, that's the beauty of life.
Yeah.
We go through life every day trying to be our best, do what we do, and then if we have a hiccup, do we go shopping? Does everybody shop at Costco? No. You got a family? You're shopping at Costco.
I'm like pretty certain everybody in our whole goddamn city shops at Costco at the same time.
That's
actually
how I go through life, period, though. Like, even when it comes to my body. In my earlier days, I was a gym rat. I was into fitness, all the rest of it. I saw Michael Jordan when he first retired, the first time he retired. And he was on Oprah. And Oprah says, what are you going to do? What do you want to do with your life now? And he says, I want to get a pot belly because I've never had the opportunity to have one. Like, I want one of those type of thing. In other words, I'm stepping away from everything. And so that hit me hard. I was like, as soon as I'm out of the fitness industry, I'm wrapping all this shit up and I ain't coming back for a very, very long time.
Oh, and he mean it. And both of us, when we met, we used to go work out together. Oh, when was the last time you and I went to the gym together?
No. Right? And there'll be a time when I go back. But just in general, for me and my body, I don't do anything about it until there absolutely needs to be something done about it. And that's just the way I roll with everything.
And that's a lot of people, though. I mean, as massage therapists or even, you know, you running a spa, you know that when sometimes people come to you and you're like, why weren't you here 6 months ago? Like, I could have probably helped you more effectively 6 months ago.
That'd be me.
I remember once saying something to you, actually, now that you're saying, I said something, well, wouldn't you want to do this optimally? I can't remember. We were, you know, debating about something. I thought this would be easier and I wish I could remember what it was. And I said, well, wouldn't you want the most optimal? And he said, I don't care about that. I care about getting shit done.
There's certain things that I want to be done optimally. And if something is not on that task list, then so be it.
So be it.
So for your personal health,
yes,
your wellness, your brain function, I don't know if you have anybody in your family that's ever had Alzheimer's or dementia or cognitive functioning issues or concussions or whatever have you, wouldn't you want to be able to offer them something other than Big Pharma?
Absolutely.
To help their neurology.
I have no problem spreading the message about
but for yourself personally.
It's just not a priority.
It's not a priority.
That's right.
It's not how I'm wired at this moment in my life.
And this is what I mean. Yeah. Like you two talking, how many years, like you said, you were always trying to get him to try the products. But then he said, well, let's have Elsa on the podcast. He's happy to help promote it, but...
And I love to hear about it, and I want to know all this stuff.
It's like, just you know what? It's like it's in the healthcare field. It's when the need has to be filled, then that's often when people act.
Yeah.
And there's that demographic, and there's another part that goes, I want to stay ahead of the curve.
Exactly.
I'm
all about preventative.
You choose. Exactly. I said, we all have that freedom of choice to do what we want.
Yeah.
I said... I can help you there. I can help you on the back end. I can help you whatever. I says, we're going to be around. I know that. I see what's been happening. I said, go through. We'll keep plugging away. You keep guys doing your podcast. You keep spreading the word of sharing information. And it's like anything. This portal is information sharing. People listen in here and go, man, I really like that. I think I could use that at this time. And they're going, it's not for me. He says, yep. That's okay. And because we have no control over
and
that.
And maybe one day they'll change their mind. They'll say, remember we listened to that podcast? Maybe then it comes back, right? But I understand the whole, like, Mark's whole mentality. But,
too. And I'm the first to preach, like, don't fucking be like me.
He does say that a lot.
Don't do what I do.
No, but I understand that mentality, too, because there's just so many things. So many things. Any problem you have, there are numerous solutions to that problem, right? And everybody's got to figure out what's right for them. So the funniest example I have is we, with Massage Therapy Media, when people want to work with us, of course, they have a contract, right? So somebody was reading through the contract and she looks at me and she goes, did you use ChatGPT to do this? And I said, no, I just wrote it like a dummy. and it's, I've been asked numerous times because, you know, all these things we do in the conferences and whatever. And people say, well, why don't you just use ChatGPT? And I was like, it just never occurred to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm old school. I just write things.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm sure if I use ChatGPT, these things that I have to write, they'd probably be written better and faster and it would be less of a hassle on me. But I think I'm going to continue just writing things like a dummy until I really feel like I need help.
Yeah, there you go. Timing is everything.
Timing is everything.
How has this massage therapy community that's been here, how have they received you guys so far?
Oh my God. I'm so, so blessed to be able to be here to share this technology and the opportunity for students to have their aha moments at this early stage is phenomenal. And the fact that we're being able to tap into practitioners, like a wide variety of them, and give them that aha moment of there is something else that you can take a look at that might blend well with what you're doing even.
Yeah.
And I mean, we can't massage forever.
Allison brings up a really good point. Like, for those of you that are self-employed, which is a massage therapist, you need your body 100%. To be able to function, to do your job, right? And I looked at when I was in pro sports, it was like, you got to keep me in the game, Kev. I have a lifespan. Mm-hmm. And I said, if you're better as a podcaster, it's great for your podcast because I'm getting better as I'm learning. I'm sure you guys have gone through a wicked learning curve from equipment and all that stuff. I said, our body is the same thing. So I'm living it every day. And they go, Kev, Else, this is going to help me be better at what I got to do because I love doing massage. And then it was like, I can see how this can benefit my clients to help them with the work that I'm doing with them to restore their quality of life back. I call it complementary science.
Yeah.
It doesn't take the place of massage therapy. It's not. Massage therapy is man. I said, when you add this to the recipe, and I think the kicker for us today with a lot of the practice that have been here is going, when you have a drug-free, non-invasive, age-safe, simple tech, they go, wow, really? Yes, this is what Jay discovered. This is what we're here for. So it blends, it ties in nicely with their mindset that they're naturally based. They're using their hands, using touch. We use touch, they use touch. They're natural, we're natural. And that thing of help, at the end of helping people is a really cool synchronicity that comes together with this. And it's been really fun just educating and sharing. I think this is the biggest thing of putting.
We know when we do the test with them, we know their facial expression is going to be in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And we just wait there.
Like if we had a thermographic image, you'd see smoke coming out of their ears. You know? I mean, it's like the deer in the headlights, the WTF, OMG, smoke out of the ears, and the brain's like spinning a million miles. Like, how the flip do you guys figure this out? this is like beyond, like, I'm doing a mind meld right now. Like, we're Spock type of deal. And it's like, I'm a Star Trekkie. It is what it is. And it's like,
live long.
There you go.
So, it's Kevin fun. Actually works along with Dr. Sylvia Passfield, and she does
QEE. I'll give you the abbreviation because the other word's too long. Good word for Scrabble, but not for the podcast. It's a QEEG brain mapping.
So and this she's is in like, Burlington.
So this is like, you know, you got some issue, right? So it's like imagine a married couple. Honey, I know something's wrong with you. Yeah, don't argue with the wife. And I said, so you know what? And then you get this brain map done, right? And it's color-coded. So you get a picture of your brain. And you see what it's like to have a brain that's working on, like, four cylinders versus eight.
Right.
And you go, okay. That's not a good-looking report card, is it, Kev? No, I don't read it. Sylvia does. Dr. Patrick. No, it's not a good-looking report. Let me explain it to you. Jeez. That's why you feel the way you do. Okay, now hang on. There's hope. We're going to add something to your body. We're going to put something on your body now. We're going to optimize your brain through touch, on average, 30%. And then we're going to do the same picture again.
Right.
It's like black and white to color. It's like HD to whatever the heck it is now.
What's better than HD?
Whatever. 4K. And they see the change, right?
Yeah.
And they go, holy flip. Really? I gave you the demo version, but now you saw with your own eyes.
Right.
Because that's all we did. And they look at this and they go, okay, this is really cool. What else you got? Like, what else you got? Because I just saw what you did, because that's my brain. It's not looking... Because, like, this is normal.
Right.
This is you. See, honey, I told you, you know? And they go... It's like, we should be in the marriage counseling department or something here, like marriage reconciliation. Going, see, good, Kev, thank God you got a bad brain map, because now you got an excuse. See, honey, it's because of my brain. See, I told you. That's why...
No, it's not my fault. It's my brain. It's black and white.
Of the healthcare practitioners that you guys speak to, which groups are the quickest buy-in? That you've noticed?
RMTs?
I was going to say, RMTs are probably pretty open.
RMT.
We've got a really massive scope of practice, and I really like that, Kevin, you brought up the fact that this doesn't replace manual therapy. It absolutely can't. But RMTs as a whole, and I mean, I know I'm biased in saying this because I am one, and maybe other practitioners are like this, but I find as a whole, we're really open to adding a whole bunch of different tools. Anything we can do to save our own bodies, to continue to help people, and just, you know, have something else that we can pull from. I might not use the tech with every single patient that I have, but it's available to me. And I think therapists, especially in this setting too, because you guys keep saying you educate, right? You don't sell. You're not trying to convince people that you need this. You're educating people.
Experience.
We're here at an educational conference. Everybody that's here bought a ticket because they want to learn shit. Right,
and they want experience.
When what's so cool with the teaching, right? Like, I think back when I was a student, when a teacher shared something that you'd never heard before because you're taking a course for the first time, and they go, "Wow, I learned something today." So we are there. Like I also said, we have students here that are learning that are in a massage therapy school.
Yeah.
We have others that are seasoned professionals. And then I was talking to someone earlier, said, you know, like, I love going to conferences because there's always what's out there, what's new.
Exactly.
What's current. It's like current affairs. And I come to a one-stop shop and I'm seeing what's on the market.
Right. And even if I have no interest in it, you need to know what's happening in this kind of profession.
You got to stay current because you're a resource to your clients, right? Because what's in the know? And then I said, have you heard about us? Never heard about it. And then, just like myself 9 years ago, you give them the neuro explanation going, I must have fell through that sleep. I must have fell through that class too, Kev, because I never heard this. Like we never, because you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
And then when you...
I used to say that all the time.
Hey, listen, it's...
That was like one of my favorite...
It is.
I mean, I'm going to start using it again, but it was always one of my favorite sayings because one thing that... I think people need more of is just really be open-minded, you know, like that's why I said, I like what you said, like, what happened to you? Really be open-minded, because you don't know what you don't know. And you can learn, even if it's the
but
smallest little takeaway.
But do you know that you don't know?
That's the connection.
You don't know that you don't know what you don't know. Like,
and you'll never know, because you never knew that you didn't know.
So be open-minded, right? Like, I, you know, when Elsa first came on and she was talking, I mean, I'm sure she remembers. I was saying, like, okay, the skeptic in me wants to understand. And
oh, absolutely.
And then, you know, she did send some stuff to me, and I was like, oh, well, this is interesting.
Okay, so I'm going to mess with you on the what you don't know. I said, here is the kicker, and this is a good friend of mine in the business, Terry, goes, what if, and you come and just go, what if I tried this? What if I tried this technique? Like, we had people next door taking a new course. So I asked one of the ladies, said, so what's been your highlight of the course of the seminar so far? Oh, I'm in this new course. I'm in this course next door, and we're learning this new technique.
Mm.
Why? Because I'm trying to help my clients get better. I said, and then you go back. He said, then you go back to your office, and you're going to work in the client. Hey, you're in my first person. I'm going to try this on. Oh, great, thanks. Oh no, it's okay. I practiced at the conference. I got the bumper sticker. I tried the technique. We experimented on each other. The teacher taught us. I felt this. I know what you have. I think it's going to help you. And they're going, okay, good. I can trust you now. And this is, I think, the biggest thing with the MTs, when I love talking with them, it's the trust that they have with their clients.
Yeah.
That this relational part of medicine is such a beautiful part.
Absolutely.
Of what we get to be.
Our patients ask us for advice on every area, like well outside of our scope of practice. And I have to remind them, like, I'm not a nutritionist. I'm not a psychologist. You know, we do have such a trust with them. And it was funny when you were saying, I learned this technique, now I'm going to try it. I have one patient that came to mind, because every time I do learn something new, I say to her, I'm like, can we test it? She loves being my little guinea pig.
No, she's
freaking amazing. She's also
go do it on more people first.
She's the youngest 63-year-old I know.
Okay.
And it's like super active, like really she just loves new experiences. So she'll come in and I'll say, hey, I learned this thing over the weekend. I try it. And she literally, without even asking questions, she's like, yeah, right.
See, and me would be like, can we just go back to
can
what we
always
do?
Can we just do the regular treatment?
I'm used to the regular thing.
Well, think of it when you were a kid, right? You came home from school and mom would say, hey, what happened to school today? Mom, dad, this is what it's like open-minded, right? And so your point is so valid of being like massage, open hands, touch, open-minded. I'm always learning. Like all the people we've chatted to, I'm here to learn, Kev.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm here to learn from other professionals that have discovered some new technique, new form, new tables, new, you know, ointments, cupping, different things they do here with the techniques and equipment. Why? So I can be a better service to my clients.
Yeah. And you know what? Sometimes a lesson is, I learned this new technique. I don't like it.
Yep.
It's not for me.
Absolutely.
It doesn't work with my patient population, but now I know it exists. And maybe I will meet someone that I'm like, you should go try this
out. You can always learn something from anybody.
You can learn something from anyone. And this is why when we started doing our podcast, it was interesting because people would, the way that the emails would be worded to me is, how do I apply to be on your show? Like stuff like that I would get.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't need, you know, your resume. I don't need to know everything about you. You're a person. You will have stories, or I have people say to me, I'm not interesting at all. I'm like, false.
Like, we're all interesting.
Literally everybody is interesting.
And
we just got to pull the stories out of
you. We can all learn from each other's stories. Like, I had a dude today, nicest guy, came up to me. He's like, you looked really busy yesterday. I didn't want to bug you, but I listened to your podcast, and I just want to say thank you. I learned so much from your podcast. And I'm thinking to myself, all we do is talk shit on our podcast. You know what I mean? Like, to me, it's just these open conversations. But what someone pulls away from him, it just blows me away every time. There's always an opportunity to learn, just listen to other people, hearing what they do and what they're up to.
Yeah, sometimes it's just a light bulb, right? You're listening to conversations. You're like, I really never looked at it from that perspective,
right?
And it might just change your way of thinking a little bit. So being open-minded, being a sponge.
Yeah, so part of us educating people out there is asking the question, do you know about live blood analysis? And some people have gone and had it done. And
we did
others
a podcast on that, if you don't know about live blood analysis.
Oh, did you really?
We did. I'll send it to you.
Susan, oh, cool.
Susan Stevens.
Susan yeah.
Stevens. I can't say it. The alliteration is so
Mark cannot
hard
say Susan Stevens. He always calls her Stusen. Sorry, Stusen.
But yeah, so it's really cool when you can, when you have somebody that hasn't heard of it and then you encourage them to go check it out and tell them, you know, this is something that you can test for yourself, like the Defend Patch with the immune optimization. You can test it with the live blood analysis. You can see your blood beforehand, and in within an hour, you'll see the difference. So it's your blood, nobody else's. So if that, your life is in your blood.
Mm. Yeah.
Right? So my spa clients, as soon as I mention live blood, and I say, you know what? She's just down the street from me, 8 minutes. I'm going to give you a patch. I want you to book in, and I want you to tell her that you're going to test the Defend Patch. And then I want to hear what she found with you. And it's so cool because I've been able, they get to the root cause. She gets to the root cause of their health.
Well, that's like sports, right?
We, you know,
use the line, defense wins championships. Mm. So again, people get educated going, yeah, I'm always getting sick, Kev. You got a problem. That's not supposed to be like that.
Yeah.
And so again, often with this learning and sharing,
yeah,
they do their own. And you know, welcome to when you get diagnosed or something. Everyone goes to the University of Google and go, okay, what does Google say? Mm-hmm. And so they automatically start a learning curve.
You know, you've now said that word, and I told you my phone's right beside
sorry,
me.
Sorry,
I'm going to start
Siri.
Getting these
Siri,
like,
don't
I'm going to start getting these crazy ads popping up on my phone for everything we talk about.
Kevin, I know, it's not crazy.
You're out of here. Kev, yeah. You're toast. You're good. Goodbye.
I'm going back to phones with cords.
There we go. Mm-hmm. There we go.
Let's give everyone listening some contact info.
Yeah.
How can they get in touch with you guys?
Well, I work for her. I help her. It's not my deal, so I'm so old, I work for everybody, but
oh,
no.
Come on.
Okay.
You need to share where you are with Sylvia.
Okay, so I work at a clinic here in Burlington, Ontario called Biogem, Biogem Inc. My email, if you want to reach, can I say email?
Sure, you can.
I can say anything, I can swear, but I won't, I'll be polite, I'll use manners. Kevin, Kevin .Dugay, Dugay at gmail.com. If you have any questions, concerns, curiosity, reach out to me. I'm happy to get back and talk like this on the podcast and
nice.
Just be around the campfire and tell stories. And
oh, that's
how's
our
that?
Favorite
See,
place
you like the
to
campfire?
Be. You're preaching to the choir over here.
Okay, yeah. we got to get him up to our buddy Terry up in Windy Lake up in Kippewa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a 5-hour drive.
I'm okay with that.
Lake Hunting Lodge campfire.
There, you got me.
You
win?
Yep, he's
we
in.
Could do a podcast.
Around the campfire?
Podcast
Absolutely.
Around the campfire.
You know, we actually
crackle,
had one.
Crackle.
We had that set up sometime in August. We were going to, we have a place up north, northeast of Toronto, and we had a friend up, and we were going to record a podcast around the campfire.
Yeah,
we
these thought guys it'd be, hit the sauce a little too
we,
hard.
We got too drunk. We couldn't do it.
it was sloppy.
No, it wasn't a
well, you
it was a sauce cast. It was a sauce cast. We did a sauce cast, Kev. That's what we did.
Sauce cast.
No, I said, we cannot do this because that's going to live on the internet forever. And slurring my words. Nope, we can't do that.
Oh, social media, gotta love it. For myself, I do a home-based spa in London, Ontario. It's called Solistic Touch, Soleistic Touch. And I have a website, and email is elsa@solistictouch.ca.
Right on. Thank you, guys.
I so appreciate both of you so much.
It's been fun.
Thanks for giving up the time from your booth.
I'm glad to have met you guys, and I think I'll have to at least come by the booth and, you know, be blown away by
Please
a demo.
Please allow us to show you.
We'll do the deep dive on the science.
It's like what he's looking forward to.
I said we're going to be like Eddie Murphy. We're going deep, deep, deep undercover, man. Going, really? Yeah, man. We're going to go deep on this. And going, wow, this is ever cool. So that's the fun part. Make science fun.
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
I don't know if my brain can take any more science, but I'll come by.
You guys have been listening to two massage therapists and a microphone. Peace.